Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and most mark-winning areas of your OCR GCSE music course, appropriate stylistic interpretation. I'm your tutor for this episode, and whether you're preparing for your performance assessment or just want to understand what examiners are actually listening for, you are in exactly the right place. Here's the thing about stylistic interpretation. It's the difference between a performance that simply plays the right notes and a performance that genuinely communicates. It's what separates a candidate who scores in the middle bands from one who earns marks in the top band. And the brilliant news? It's absolutely teachable. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what to do and what to avoid to show examiners that you truly understand the music you're performing. So let's get started. First, let's be clear about what stylistic interpretation actually means. At its heart, it means performing music in a way that is authentic to the style, period, and character of the piece. It means using dynamics, articulation, tempo, and phrasing not just because they're written on the score, but because you understand why they're there and what they communicate. Let's break this down into four key musical elements. Number one, dynamics. Dynamics are about volume, but more importantly, they're about shape and expression. In your performance, examiners are listening for consistent application of dynamic contrast that enhances the structural phrasing of the piece. That phrase is important. It's not just about getting louder and quieter randomly. It's about using dynamics to shape musical phrases, to highlight climactic moments, and to reflect the emotional journey of the music. Now, here's where stylistic knowledge becomes critical. Different musical periods use dynamics in very different ways. In Baroque music, think Bach, Handel, Vivaldi, dynamics tend to be terraced. That means they shift in blocks, suddenly loud, then suddenly soft. This is called terrace dynamics, and it reflects the architecture of Baroque music. If you're performing a Bach piece and you apply a long, sweeping, romantic crescendo, you'll actually be penalized for stylistic inauthenticity. Examiners will note that the dynamic treatment is inappropriate to the period. In classical music, Haydn, Mozart, early Beethoven, you start to see more gradual dynamic changes, crescendos and decrescendos, but they remain controlled and elegant. The dynamic range is wider than Baroque, but still restrained compared to what comes next. And in Romantic music, Chopin, Brahms, Schumann, the dynamic range explodes. We're talking pianissimo, barely a whisper, all the way to fortissimo, thundering and powerful. Romantic music demands extreme contrasts, and a flat, unexpressive dynamic performance of a romantic piece will lose significant marks. Number two, articulation. Articulation refers to how you start and end each note, whether it's staccato, detached and short, legato, smooth and connected, or somewhere in between with accents, tenuto markings, or slurs. Examiners credit the use of articulation that is historically and stylistically authentic to the genre. Again, period matters enormously here. Baroque articulation tends to be detached and ornamental. Notes are often separated. In ornamentation, trills, mordants, turns is an essential part of the style. If you're playing a Baroque piece on violin or flute, a light, articulate bow stroke or tongue is far more authentic than a heavy, sustained legato. Classical articulation is balanced and precise. Slurs are clean, staccato is crisp, and the overall effect is neat and elegant. Romantic articulation, by contrast, is expressive and rich. Legato lines are long and singing, vibrato on string instruments is warm and prominent, and the overall texture is lush and sustained. Number three, tempo and rubato. Tempo is the speed of the music, but rubato, which literally means robbed time in Italian, is the expressive flexibility of that speed. Examiners assess the management of tempo and rubato, and high-scoring performances must show flexibility without losing the underlying rhythmic pulse. Think of rubato like a rubber band. You can stretch it, slow down slightly to linger on an expressive moment, and you can compress it, speed up slightly to create excitement, but you must always bring it back to the center. If the rubber band snaps, if the pulse is lost entirely, the performance becomes unstable and marks are lost. In Baroque music, tempo is generally steady and dance-like. Rubato is minimal. In classical music, tempo is structured and regular. In romantic music, rubato is a defining feature of the style. Chopin, for example, famously used rubato to give his nocturnes their singing, improvisatory quality. If you're performing romantic repertoire and your tempo is rigid and metronomic, you're missing a fundamental stylistic feature. Number 4, character and mood. This is perhaps the most holistic element and the one that ties everything together. Examiners reward the projection of character and mood. The performance must communicate with the audience rather than simply reproducing the notation. Ask yourself, what is this piece about? What emotion is the composer trying to convey? A Bach prelude might have a meditative, introspective character. A Mozart rondo might be playful and witty. A Chopin nocturne might be tender and melancholic. Your job as a performer is to make that character audible through your dynamic choices, your articulation, your tempo flexibility, and your overall musical presence. Now, let's talk exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number 1, the mechanical performance. This is where notes and rhythms are accurate, technically correct, but the dynamic range is flat and unvaried. The performance is like a robot playing the right buttons. Examiners will note this explicitly in their commentary, and it will cap your marks in the lower bands. The fix? Record yourself and listen back without the score. Ask honestly, can I hear the character? Can I hear the dynamics? If not, go back and exaggerate your expression. You'll often find that what feels like too much in the practice room sounds just right on a recording. Mistake number 2, inappropriate stylistic features. This is applying the wrong style to the wrong piece. The classic example is using heavy romantic vibrato in a Baroque piece or swinging the quavers in a classical sonata. Examiners are specifically trained to spot this, and it will cost you marks under the stylistic authenticity criteria. The fix? Listen to professional recordings of your piece, not just one, several, by different performers. Notice what they do with dynamics, articulation, and tempo. Then mirror those idiomatic features in your own practice. Mistake number 3, ignoring score directions. If your score says crescendo, you must crescendo. If it says retardando, slow down, you must slow down. Candidates who ignore specific performance directions produce a generic interpretation that lacks nuance. Examiners look for evidence that you are actively interpreting the score, not just reading the pitches and rhythms. My top exam tip, annotate your score with expression markers. Write in the margin, breath here, lead with crescendo, shape this phrase to the high note, gentle and tender here. These annotations force you to think about interpretation consciously, and over time, they become instinctive. My second top tip, listen to professional recordings regularly. Not as background music, actively listen, follow the score. Notice every dynamic, every articulation, every moment of rubato. Then ask yourself, why did the performer make that choice? This kind of analytical listening is exactly the skill that will serve you in both your performance and your written exam. Right, time for a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1, what term describes the block-like dynamic shifts typical of Baroque music? Terraced dynamics. Question 2, what Italian term means robbed time and describes expressive tempo flexibility? Rubata. Question 3, name one articulation feature characteristic of Baroque performance. Ornamentation, such as trills or mordants, or detached, separated note playing. Question 4. In which period would you expect the widest dynamic range from pianissimo to fortissimo? The Romantic period. Question 5. What is the single biggest mistake candidates make in performance assessments? Delivering a mechanical performance with flat, unvaried dynamics. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're already thinking like an examiner. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Appropriate stylistic interpretation is about performing music authentically, using dynamics, articulation, tempo, and character in ways that are true to the style and period of the piece. It accounts for 80% of your performance marks under Assessment Objective 1, making it the single most important skill in your performance assessment. Remember the key principles. Use terraced dynamics for Baroque, gradual dynamics for classical, and extreme contrasts for Romantic. Keep articulation period appropriate, detached and ornamental for Baroque, balanced for classical, expressive, and rich for Romantic. Use rubato expressively in Romantic music, but never lose the underlying pulse, and always project the character and mood of the piece. Communicate with your audience. Avoid the 3 big mistakes: mechanical performances, inappropriate stylistic features, and ignoring score directions. And my 3 golden tips. listen to professional recordings, annotate your score, and record yourself regularly. You've got this. Every time you pick up your instrument or sit at the keyboard, you're not just practicing notes. You're developing the interpretive voice that will earn you those top marks. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.